We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We react to Art Rooney's comments. Talked to the PG last week about Antonio Brown. Discussed a wide array of topics. It's an annual customary thing to do this at the end of every Steelers season. This one, a collapse. A total choke job by the Steelers. Here's more on Antonio Brown. To reset, Rooney said no trade talks yet. Doubled down on doesn't look good. Added this comment. This is from Will Graves of the Associated Press on Antonio Brown. Was it always done the way you'd like to see it done? No. I don't think he was a major distraction to the team up until the last weekend of this season.
I actually agree with that assessment, because the last week of the season is when you would hear stories coming out where guys were like, man, it sucked the will out of me to play watching the debacle with him. But what did we talk about yesterday? This sort of phenomenon where players you would think would be anti-AB, right? Super against the guy. And to a man, even the quarterback, who we all assume is sort of the focal point of the problem here with AB in terms of interpersonal relationship, Everybody seems to be going to bat for this guy. That actually gives credence to the idea that it didn't distract them.
I disagree with that.
Why?
Do you think it's a locker room that is Antonio Brown versus Ben Roethlisberger? Where players pick sides?
I don't know if I can. No, I don't know if I can say that.
You don't think so?
I don't know if I can. Not openly, not in such a way that it would divide
the
team.
You don't think that guys in that locker room think there's a lack of chemistry or there's something going on between our quarterback and our wide receiver?
Okay, maybe I'll concede that. Then does that mean that Antonio Brown is automatically the distraction? Or is Ben Roethlisberger
then? No, hold on.
Then?
I didn't say. Okay. I didn't. When he said, I don't think he was a major distraction, what I'm saying is, no matter who you assign culpability to, that was a distraction for the team the entire year.
All right, I'll concede that point.
Without making it all AB, that subplot to their season, which going into week 17 blew up in their face, was not a one-time incident where there was a brief spat in practice and it blew up. And Antonio Brown overreacted to one thing, exaggerated one thing, and that was it. Like, no, I feel like this went on not only all year, but might have been festering and building up for years.
Well, no, it clearly went on all year, and it was a problem when they went 1-2-1, they won 6 in a row.
And that is a distraction to the team.
But is it a distraction only based on the win or loss result? Because when they won 6 games in a row, was it a distraction then?
Do you think Le'Veon Bell was a distraction this year? I think so.
Was he a distraction when James Conner was going off?
No,
right. Everyone evaluates what is and isn't a distraction based on what the team is or isn't doing.
Correct. And that's the right way to do it.
I don't know, man. That's real convenient. Either is or it isn't.
Hold on. Some teams respond to adversity and drama better than others. When Tom Brady is behind the scenes moving the chess pieces around and getting Jimmy Garoppolo shipped out of town, if they go to the Super Bowl, you know what? They did a good job handling it. The trainer gets kicked off the team flights and the sidelines. They handled it pretty well. This team went 9-6-1, and it looked like they were comatose in the last game of the year, and they dropped the ball in places like Oakland this year.
I guess when I'm evaluating what is or isn't a distraction, and I look at it and I say, did I take that incident, whatever it might be, and say it had a direct impact on how this game was played? And the only game I would say that about is one they still won, the final game of the season. I'm not going to say that AB and Ben's cold war that they have behind the scenes cost them games they lost. Ben and Tomlin Keystone copping their way through the Oakland game in terms of when he would go back in cost them that game. James Conner and Xavier Grimble fumbling and Ben throwing picks cost them the Denver game. Now, Ben did bring AB up and say, you ran a bad route, and that's why I threw a pick, which was a turd of an excuse because it was just wrong. Mm-hmm. It was him blaming the guy for something he did.
Yep.
But I don't think that the actual war between those guys cost them any game or caused their performance to be altered except the Bengals
if
game.
If Ben and Antonio Brown have a good relationship, the Steelers make the playoffs this year.
What game is different? What outcome's different?
I don't think that there are games where Ben is either forcing the ball or he's going away from Brown because he's ticked off at him. I think you have personal acrimony between these guys that manifests itself in different situations. We just had a former GM on yesterday who talked about culture. It is very difficult to get a team on the same page when the two star players aren't symbiotic and together, in my opinion.
Especially when they play two positions that need to be symbiotic.
Correct. Correct. So is there a play I can pinpoint? Not really. But I don't think, in most cases, there are teams that are exceptions, obviously. I don't think, generally speaking, turmoil and dysfunction are characteristics that are conducive for winning. And when AB dogs it or is ticked off because he's not getting the ball enough and it gets under Ben's skin and he does something passive-aggressive to show his anger with Antonio Brown, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And that's why I disagree with Rooney. It was a major distraction this season. The whole culture was there, starting with Bell, starting with how they handled Bell.
Well, that's a different ball of wax, starting with how they as an organization handled him.
And then the guys in the locker room.
Well, the guys, and that was more about the head coach than anything. Where I get off of the train you are trying to send down the tracks here is that the relationship between the star wideout and the star quarterback was what doomed them. The star quarterback doomed them by turning the ball over too much. And I don't know if that had anything to do. In the Browns game, that slop fest to start the season, the Denver game.
Hold on. You can't say it didn't have anything to do with it.
It didn't have the most to do with it.
Fine, but because we both know that Ben sometimes forces throws to Brown because of their relationship and sometimes probably goes away from Brown because of their relationship. Is he making decisions on who he throws to based entirely on who is open, or is their feelings in their relationship, is that factoring in to games? I think it is.
Then I blame the quarterback for that more. He gets to be the guy that decides how this is going to play out. He can be the guy that has the power. He does have the power to say, you know what? I'm not going to force him the ball. I just don't care. I'm going to throw it where it's open. But he didn't do that. So, because the backdrop of everything we are saying here is that it's on AB. AB is the cancerous tumor that needs to be excised from this team. I would argue that the quarterback had more agency to handle these situations and didn't utilize it. That's what I would argue. The wide receiver's a big diva and a whiny crybaby. We all get that now. We know he's not a good dude either. But the quarterback had the power to handle this differently.
Sure. So did the coach.
Correct.
But the wide receiver ended up committing the mortal sin.
Okay, but only one of the three people we have talked about here so far has mostly skated, I would argue, in the court of public opinion on this, and it's the quarterback. The coach is getting absolutely pilloried. People want him fired, and they wanted Mike Munchak to be the head coach. The wide receiver, people want Larry Fitzgerald. You could probably find they would ask you if you want Hines Ward or Antonio Brown on the team next year. People would say they want Hines Ward on the team.
Please do not put that thought in Craig's head.
Oh, Craig's already nodding over there. The only guy that's skated so far wears the quarterback's number in his nameplate. And he's just as culpable as the other two.
He's not as culpable as Brown.
You're right. He's more culpable because he's the guy choosing to force the ball into coverage.
He didn't quit, though. And that's...
They won the game Antonio Brown quit on them.
Well, then why is Rooney making a big deal out of this, then?
Because
if they won the game.
Personal slights, of course. Rooney's also been made to look bad here. No one wants to look bad. Antonio Brown has decided you, the owner of the team, the guy, if the team is worth billions, you're worth billions, you don't matter to me. And he's got an ego too.
To reset on Antonio Brown, Art Rooney, No trade talks yet. Pretty much, to paraphrase, said things still look like we're headed towards a divorce. And also said he did not think Brown was a distraction until the last week of the season. Let's get your reaction to those things next at 412-928-9370. Why did Antonio Brown get paid for quitting on the Steelers? Why did he get a game check? Why didn't he get suspended for the last game of the year? Rooney shared his thoughts on that. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.